He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the June 4th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, professional money manager, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, what a difference a week makes. Last Tuesday, Monday was a holiday, but the beginning of the last trading week, we had a big fat Italian drama taking place. The euro was plunging. The European stock market was plunging. U.S. stocks were plunging, and bonds in the U.S. were soaring. Well, here we are 1 week later, and we're back to bullish business on the market. This morning, we have the Dow up 186 points, although it is softening up just a little bit here, especially in tech land over at the NASDAQ, but we still have some pretty good gains here. The Dow is now at 24,821 as we close in on 25,000 once again. We have the S&P 500 up 11 points. It's at 2,745. Meanwhile, the tech-heavy NASDAQ up 17 points. That works out to 0.25%. The NASDAQ is now at 7,573. The Russell 2000 Small Cap Index barely moving today, up just a skosh. The crude oil markets not moving much either, down 2 cents to $65.79. Gold is at $1,299 per ounce, down 60 cents, very little movement there. And the 10-year Treasury is up 2 basis points this morning. Now we're back to 2.92%. after last week's early week drop. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in San Diego, California, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And as I said, we have quite a difference from last week to start off the week with the big fat Italian drama. You know, worries over the trade war, etc. Things seem to be pretty buoyant here to start off a new trading week, and it's spilling over from Friday. Friday we had a fantastic day, a very good day, one of my best days so far this year in the market, and there's been many good days. It was a very strong day Friday for the technology stocks. We had a little jump in the oil stocks, but technology stocks were up 1.9% on Friday, and that came after the jobs report, the better-than-expected jobs report. And we continue to see signs that the economy continues to perform nicely. Inflation is exactly where the Fed wants it to be. GDP seems to be gathering some steam. We're down to 3.8% now in unemployment. 235,000 jobs created over the last 30 days. The economy seems to be picking up a little steam here over in the U.S., and we had those big gains on Friday. And the futures, you know, they were pretty solid from yesterday afternoon through the night and through the morning. And we actually even opened up stronger than the futures would have suggested. A lot of that jobs report from Friday spilled over into the international markets. It's all interconnected. Japan was up 1.4%. Hong Kong up 1.7%, China up 0.5%, London up 0.75%. Still some hangover there from that jobs report on Friday. We continue to have the trade talk going back and forth across the pond. China now warning the U.S. on tariffs. And I've heard a lot of people say, you know, China needs to lower their tariffs on us. They're not doing much about the tariffs that they've had on us for years, and we start to throw some tariffs on their stuff, and they get bent out of shape. China says if the U.S. introduces trade sanctions, including a tariff increase, all the economic and trade achievements negotiated by the two parties will not take an effect. This warning, which added that the negotiating process should be based on the premise of not fighting a trade war, comes as the two sides wrapped up their latest round of talks in Beijing on Saturday. So we'll see where it goes. Now becomes a war of words, you know, and what leaks out, what gets out into the press, headlines, tweets, whatever. But the market seems to be nervous about a potential trade war, but at the same time is kind of moving on for now. Eurozone investor confidence sours. You know, the Eurozone just does not look very good. That's the third biggest economy in the world behind the U.S. and China. There's been recent volatility. They've had a lot of political uncertainty, especially in Italy. The measure of confidence plunged to 9.3, down from 19.2. Maybe they need a tax cut over there, a little bit of fiscal stimulus. They continue to rely solely on monetary policy and fears of a trade war that they would come out much worse than we would have also weighed heavily on the investor sentiment. I currently don't have any exposure to European stocks or the European markets. You do what you want to do, but I watch these asset classes very closely, the rotation of them that takes place. I watch the economies around the world very closely, and I just don't see much reason to have any exposure to Europe. Now, you could make the argument, well, they continue to have the loosest, next to Japan, they continue to have the loosest monetary policy in the world. Doesn't money follow loose monetary policy? Well, yes, it does, but they don't have any growth of earnings over there. And in my book, growth of earnings trumps all other indicators out there. We have had our share of volatility this year. I reported last week that the CME, which is the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, had a record day for volume. Well, during the month of May, their daily volume rose 22% from a year ago. Investors seem to be getting nervous. I have to say, with a lot of commodities in the crossfire, whether it's sorghum or soybeans or wheat and corn and oats, there's been a lot of the commodity-driven stocks and futures that have been caught up in this crossfire, and that has increased the volatility, and that has increased the trading volume over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And, you know, we've also heard reports from Ameritrade and E-Trade and some of the other discount brokers that investors have been very emotional lately, and emotions lead to snap decisions that usually aren't in your best interest. You look back over the last 9 years, every time you sold and went to cash, you were wrong because the market continued to go higher. Yet on a daily basis, as they roll these pundits out on the financial channels, they're always waiting for a pullback. They're always warning caution. I'd be cautious here if I was an investor. Meanwhile, the nine-year plus bull market marches on without such pundits, which I am not one of. Why? Well, when we come back, one of the most well-known CEOs in the world had some comments over the weekend about where we're at right now in the economy. You see, it's cyclical. The economy is one big cycle from recession and growth going down to finally bottoming out. Then we get back into expansion, growth going upwards, earnings going upwards. We're now in the ninth year of this current expansion, this current bull market. When we come back, we'll get another opinion. You've heard my opinion. I get asked this question all the time. Does the market still look good? Is it still okay? I hear everybody talking about a correction anytime soon. And I say, well, I've been hearing that now for 9 years, that we're overdue for a big correction, that there's a big, big recession lurking out there. Oh, there is. But how far off is it? Is it next week? Is it next month? Is it next year? Is it a few years from now? What inning are we in currently in this current economic recovery? We'll see what Jamie Dimon had to say when we come back, because I agree with him. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I continually get asked the question, where are we in this expansion? Where are we in this bull market? I keep reading all these doomsday reports that come to me in email about the worst recession of all time just around the corner, the worst crash of all time. You got to understand that they use bold and headlines like, spectacular headlines like this to get clicks, to get subscribers. They suck a lot of people in. The more drama, the more attention they gather. Well, a lot of people get sucked into it. I talk to people all the time. And where do I think we are currently in this economic recovery and in this current bull market? Well, here's what Jamie Dimon had to say. He's the CEO of JP Morgan. He ought to have a pretty good pulse, his finger on the pulse of the U.S. economy. Jamie Dimon thinks this economic recovery has more oomph, that's the word Bloomberg used, left in it. Bloomberg reports, Jamie Dimon says it's taken 9 years for the U.S. economy to grow 20%, compared with some previous cycles when the economy increased 40% in less time. Now, we know that this current economic recovery has been very, very weak, a very tepid one. It's because we relied for 8 years on monetary policy alone. And we had a very unfriendly environment for business here in the U.S. Now, here's what Jamie Dimon says. We're probably in the sixth inning. Okay. Hey, you arrive at the ballgame in the sixth inning. We haven't even sang take me out to the ballgame yet. We still got some good baseball to see. That's what Jamie Dimon says. We're in the sixth inning. He said this at an investor conference in New York over the weekend on Friday. It's very possible that you're going to see stronger growth in the U.S. Well, we've grown 20% over the last 9 years. That's just a little over 2% per year. Dimon says that the current round of economic growth, he's talking about the last 9 years, has been hampered by bad policy. Some policy mistakes on taxes and regulations are now being fixed, he added. Here's what else Jamie Dimon said. I agree with this also. Jamie Dimon says, I've heard people say it's looking like 2007 all over again. You know, I hear this all the time too. Dimon says that's completely untrue. There's much less leverage in the system, and the banks are much better capitalized. Well, you know, another thing you could say from my perspective, a guy that watches earnings on the market, back in 2007, earnings started to recede. We hit the high water mark in 2006, and earnings started to recede in 2007, and that was the biggest clue of all that we were headed into a recession. Corporate earnings were starting to recede. They're not doing that right now. If you read my newsletter every week, I keep you on top of where we are at in the earnings picture. Because in my book, There is no better indicator for the future of the stock market than the current earnings picture. Stocks follow earnings, bonds follow interest rates. Interest rates are headed higher. That's not good for the bond market. Earnings continue to head higher here in the U.S., so that continues to be a favorable, stocks continue to be a favorable place to be for now. So the answer to the question, Gunderson, do you think we still have legs left in this bull market? Well, Jamie Dimon says we're in the sixth inning, and as you know, a baseball game is nine innings. He's suggesting that this current bull may go another 3 years, if you want to use math, and could be a 12-year bull market. We've had 15-year bull markets before, and he's kind of basing it on math. Look, for 9 years, this expansion's been dinking along at 2% per year under bad policy. Now we're getting some good policy, and earnings growth is starting to pick up, and GDP growth is starting to pick up. Well, that's a very good environment for ownership of companies that continue to grow their earnings. Now, obviously, the trick is finding those companies that are growing their earnings better than the rest. Where are we at year-to-date in the market? Well, so far, the S&P 500, as of Friday, is up a scant 2.3% as we approach the midway point of the year here in 3 weeks. How come we're only up 2.3% for the year when earnings are up 18% this year versus last year? Well, I can tell you why. Because we've had some multiple contraction from rising interest rates. But I believe that the multiple has gone down too far on the market, creating some value once again here. We started the year with a forward P/E ratio of 18.4. We're now at 16.2 as of Friday. So this market right now, you're paying 16.2 times forward earnings. For growth, that year over year is running 18. Well, we just completed a quarter that was 24% better than last year. But you still have to be selective. It's hard to make the argument that this is an overpriced market. Very difficult. The five-year average P/E ratio of the S&P over the last 5 years is 16. And we're currently at 16.2, and earnings are accelerating, and the economy is accelerating right now. We were paying a lot more for slow growth a year ago than we are paying right now for even faster growth. So I continue to find value in the overall market, but you still have to be selective. The Dow is basically even for the year. And one of the problems there has been the trade war talk. If that could be put to bed, the market could really take off again. But it's not going to be put to bed anytime soon. What's the strongest index so far this year? Well, it's the one with the most earnings growth. How about that? That's right, it's the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is up 9.4% year to date. That's where you're going to find the vast majority of your 20%, 25%, 30% growers, not in those big stodgy old Dow stocks. And that's why you're seeing outperformance once again. The NASDAQ up 9.43% for the year, while the Dow is basically even on the year. Just compare the growth of NASDAQ stocks versus Dow stocks. There's the answer. You want to buy growth. We'll try to find a few examples here when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, Facebook is back in the news today, getting a little bit of negative press, but the stock bumped up against its all-time high on Friday. It's made quite a recovery from its last sell-off around the Cambridge Analytica story. Well, Facebook is under fire again, but look, the stock is down right now 1.2%, okay? So there's not a lot of fallout here. It was reported by the New York Times that Facebook has revealed data, or the New York Times revealed data sharing deals with 60 companies that Facebook was dealing with that gave over users, here's what they know about you, your education history, your relationship status, where you work, what you do for a living, your religion, and your political leaning. Now, I don't know about you, but that data, the information on us could be definitely used against us for targeting. But Facebook has shared that data with 60 different companies. Now, Facebook said it forged the partnerships back when mobile phones were less powerful and app stores did not yet exist, but the company only announced that it would wind them down in April, 2 months ago. Okay, they may have started this program way before mobile phones were so powerful, but they certainly have not been winding it down as mobile phones have become more powerful. Compliance with a 2011 FTC consent decree is also in question. So, look, advertisers, they need Facebook. And that's why you see Facebook garnering so much revenue, so much ad revenue. It's because it's all about eyeballs. And there's a lot of eyeballs on Facebook. In fact, it's gotten so bad that Apple is having a symposium today on smartphone addiction. That's how bad it's gotten, and that's how powerful these smartphones have become. You know, all new inventions, it always happens. They're used for good, and they're used for bad. I have a friend that he's a construction guy. He builds custom homes in the San Diego area and lives not too far from the local high school. And now I don't have any high school age children anymore. They're past that. But I do observe the youth. And he tells me he goes into a restaurant not too far from the high school, a burger joint. And he observes four kids sitting at a table eating their hamburgers and french fries and none of them talking to one another. They are all texting and Instagramming and Facebooking and Snapchatting and whatever else they do. And it has become an addiction. And it's not good. I know that our church, for instance, is warning the youth about the negative aspects of social media. So we have to be very, very careful how we use social media. Palo Alto Networks, we do have a company reporting earnings today. PANW is a leading anti-hack, I guess you could say, infrastructure, network security, trying to protect us from the hackers. Palo Alto Networks reported earnings, and that stock is down 4% this morning. But I bring that up because I want to give you an update with where we are in earnings season. We're done with this current earnings season. Maybe there's just a few like Palo Alto Networks that are still trickling in. 78% of the companies that have reported earnings have beat their earnings estimates. That's at or near record numbers. 77% of the companies that have reported earnings have beat their sales estimates. That is a new record. And that defeats that argument that I hear from pundits, from bears. It's fake earnings. They're manufacturing. They're buying back shares. They're manipulating their earnings. Okay, well, how do you explain that sales are up the same amount? Sales, 77% of the companies that have reported earnings have beat their sales estimates, and 78% of the companies have beat their earnings estimates. Earnings are earnings are earnings. Earnings have been growing for the last 9 years, and the stock market has been following those earnings higher. It's pretty simple, really. And as long as earnings continue to grow, the market will continue to follow those earnings higher. Now, that also relates to individual companies. As long as earnings are growing at Facebook or at Amazon or name your stock, the stock will continue to rise as long as the stock does not get too expensive. On the other hand, when earnings start to top out and start to decelerate down into the 2-3% area, the stock will not go up as fast as it used to. It will follow those earnings. When earnings start to go down, well, you could use Chipotle as an example. GE would be an example. The stock follows the earnings recession decline downwards. Now, this quarter that we just completed, earnings came in 24.6% higher than last year. And yet the market's only up 2% so far this year. That's created some value, because what that has done, it's driven the forward P.E. ratio down, like I explained in the first half of the show. We started the year with a forward P.E. of 18.4. We've had a little bump up in interest rates, maybe a half a percent. But the forward P.E. ratio seems pretty attractive to me right now at just 16.2. Now, when we started the year, this quarter that just came in at 24.6% higher than last year, when we started the year, it was only expected to be 11.3 higher. That's how much the earnings, the actual earnings, blew away the expectations in this quarter that just ended. Well, now we're 3 weeks away from the midway point in the year. And we'll start the earnings season all over again. Right now, the companies are scrambling to meet their estimates, to exceed their estimates. But the quarter that just ended, 78% of the companies exceeded their earnings estimates. Now, there has been, I've heard a few people say, this is as good as it gets. Well, maybe 24.6 is as good as it gets, but let's look at the quarters that are looming out there. This quarter that we're in right now, this is where the expectations are. We're looking for 19% growth. When this quarter ends in about 3 weeks, and a few weeks after that, the earnings start to pour in. And when all is said and done, we're expecting another 19% increase versus the same quarter last year. Then we'll begin quarter three, and we're looking for 21% growth in earnings for the third quarter of 2008 versus the third quarter of 2017. And in the fourth quarter, we're looking for 17% growth. These are astonishing, eye-popping numbers. For all of 2018, analysts are projecting earnings growth of 19.6% and revenue growth of 7.5%. So all things being equal, if you want to just put it into simple terms, if the market's expecting 19.6% growth this year in earnings, the market should go up 19.6%. Now, a lot of that has to do with that multiple and what investors are willing to pay for those earnings. Right now, they're willing to pay a little bit less than they were at the beginning of the year. But I would think that we're still in a pretty strong market given the earnings outlook that, if anything, is being revised higher right now than being revised lower. Well, I've been right for 9-plus years. You don't have to listen to me. Go listen to Stansberry Research or this guy they have on the Fox Business Channel. Oh, man, he's something. I haven't seen Peter Schiff lately. Has anybody seen Peter Schiff? Where's Peter Schiff? And all the other bears out there. Oh, I'll be a bear at some point in time, but not yet. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I hope you read the newsletter over the weekend. I wrote a lot about what took place last week. I gave you a day-by-day fishing report where the big ones were biting, where they weren't biting, what the overall conditions were like, what color lures I'm using right now, what kind of bait I'm throwing at them right now, what the seasonal patterns are, what their daily patterns are, which schools of fish are most likely to be biting right now. That's all in my newsletter. I'm an observer of the market. I'm neck deep in it every single day. And I report back to you on Friday and Saturday my own internal research that forces me to look at every single condition and color pattern and German boon rate around the world to make sure I'm on top of everything. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter. Now, for the first 2 weeks, you'll get to see inside my four portfolios, actually five portfolios. I have my premier growth portfolio, my ultra growth, my growth in income, my best funds now, and my little speculative trading portfolio. Well, they're one of the ultra growth stocks is in the news today. I currently own about 32 stocks, I believe, in that portfolio. This is where I'm looking for younger companies that are growing at a very, very rapid pace. Many of them are disruptors in their industry, disrupting the status quo. I like that. I like to invest in the disruptors and not the disrupted. Many companies have been disrupted over the years as new technologies came along that made old technologies obsolete and old ways of doing things and less efficient ways of doing things obsolete. I'm a big believer in a lot of this online, for instance, college. You know, going to college is expensive. Living in a dorm and all this and that is expensive. A lot of the college can be done online now. College courses done online. Well, there's a new paradigm out there that a company by the name of Teladoc is trying out, and so far it's been pretty successful. Teladoc is in the news today. They have acquired Advanced Medical, the leading virtual care provider outside of the U.S. Well, imagine instead of getting in the car, maybe you're not feeling, if you're going to the doctor, you probably don't feel that great in the first place to go to the doctor. And to get somebody to give you a ride because you're not feeling, well, how about a virtual doctor? Or by telephone. Tell them where it hurts, what your symptoms are. Maybe you send some Snapchats, some snapshots, all kinds of ways for doctors to give a diagnosis virtually. Well, Teladoc is an interesting little company. It's $3.2 billion in market cap. It's headquartered in Purchase, New York. They provide on-demand, I need it now, healthcare services with over 3,000 board-certified physicians. Listen to their sales growth. They're just starting to turn profitable. They're looking like, you know, they came public in 2015 at $15 a share. The stock is now $51 per share. They're looking to hopefully become profitable by next year. But their sales growth has been terrific. Last four quarters, sales up 68%, sales up 112%, sales up 106%, sales up 109%. So very fast growing company. Relative strength 92 on a scale of 1 to 99. The stock has also been performing very well. We can't really put a valuation on the shares yet. Although with 90 cents in earnings, maybe next year, maybe we can take a stab at it here pretty soon on some kind of evaluation. But with sales growing in the triple digit area right now, 112, 106, 109, pretty soon you cross that line where you become profitable. And they have not been profitable yet. They've lost money over the last four quarters. Not a lot of money, but they definitely are running in the red, but very close to crossing the line now into the positive. The stock currently in my system, the best stocks now. Now, this does not include valuation because I can't do valuation on the shares, but the stock is currently ranked at number 130 TDOC out of 5,628. Yeah, it's an interesting concept. Fast growing, maybe a bit of a disruptor. We'll see. I personally don't exactly like driving to the doctor. I'm more inclined to go to an urgent care. Get it done. Get it fixed. I got to get back and look at stock charts. I don't have time to wait around here in this waiting room, finding a parking place and a 12-story parking garage. I got to get her done, get her fixed, get back to work. So we'll see, but it is one that I currently own in my ultra growth portfolio. It represents about a 3% position in that portfolio. Well, we're off to the races here on a new week of trading. We kind of have gotten at least the Italian drama has taken a back seat for now. The trade war issue is still there. The Fed is still hiking interest rates. It's still a very bad environment for the bond market. The asset allocators continue. They stand, very firmly where their feet are planted and not real movable. They're going to ride modern portfolio theory into the ground if they have to. I just do not like the prospects for the bond market going forward. It almost seemed like a sure thing that interest rates are going higher to me. But that's just me. Everybody has to make up their own minds on where they feel comfortable and what style of investing that they prefer to use. Now, if you would like to talk to me, get a second opinion on your plan or where you're at now with your portfolio, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.